Dear God, you are there through the highest of highs and lowest of lows, so we praise your name. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Patrice Vanderbilt IV, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's good to see you. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Of course, our gossip queen Patrice is here today. It's Thursday. You should have bet on it. You would have won. Sometimes you're wrong, but usually you're right. I got new printer ink today. Big event I want to share with everybody.
That was fancy. It's fancy printer ink, y'all.
His printer ink, which is my printer
ink.
We only have one printer. No, but yours in particular, first of all, they're all expensive. But yours in particular doesn't exist anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to. It's a typewriter. I'm
actually taking these notes home and I'm mailing it into Cash for Gold because I'm convinced. I'm convinced there has to be something in it and you don't want to tell me.
I've said it before. It's like printers, $5, get 3 free printers. Ink's $2 million a cartridge. Why don't you split the difference, Xerox?
I've turned down printers.
Yeah, I no longer want to look for a printer based on the printer and how fast it goes. I want to look at, okay, which ink is the most reasonable to get, like in terms of pricing, availability. I want to start you take the ink and they refill it.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is available with this printer. And it's not like it's a good printer or anything.
I got the refill once and it was bullshit because basically they take like a syringe and stab it, but it just kept it like overprinted almost. Like the ink was bloody.
See, I heard nightmare stories like that and I got really scared, but I also heard Gert stories and it's half the price. And ink, we just spent over $50 on ink. $50. Ink. It's fucking ink.
Now I need to start writing shit down.
You know?
Get an intern for that. Get a transcription intern.
Well, first of all, you buy the printer. Do I sound like an old person? I don't know. But you buy a printer.
It's okay if you do, because I agree.
Just fill up the printer. Give us at least one free cartridge. They deliberately give you like one third of a cartridge. Same size. So they're just taking the time to fuck with you. And then you put in your new ink. Here's a sample printer page. Let me align this for you. First of all, what did you... Black and blue I'm looking at on this piece of paper.
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, filled up. By the way, it doesn't look so fucking good. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, it's testing out the printer. And what if it's bad? What do we do?
Yeah, printer's good.
How would you even know if it's good or bad based on that?
Yeah, just redo it.
Test it on my first document.
Right.
Okay? And if I don't like it, then it's ready and I'll reprint again. Oh, my God. KeithandTheGirl.com/store. If you guys can support us, that'd be great. I bought ink. Jesus Christ.
Toppling the empire.
Oh my lord.
The ink cartridges.
Hey, talking about computers, what's this thing you were talking about? Google Buzz.
I am over it. Google, I would be the first person to tell you that I love Google. They fucked up with this Buzz business.
What's happening?
Like, you log in for the first time. I'm sure it's different now.
It's another social thing.
Social thing. It's basically like friend feed, Twitter, and a couple other things made love. Okay. Waiting in your inbox for you. It's what Google Wave should have been.
Okay.
And I open it up, and as a suggest, like they want you to start off, they want you to use it as quickly as possible. So they say, we're auto following these people for you when you log in.
Like people that are in your Google Mail.
That are in your mail contacts as your most emailed.
Oh, okay. So at least they're looking at what's your most emailed.
Doesn't matter though. If we most emailed lately, our book publisher, I don't want them thinking I'm a child and joining them up to some social network.
And this person got kicked into your reader, your whatever was on your Google profile, which is fine. You have that public or private anyway. But not everybody has one particular email that I use. So for this email, it pulled up all the ghosts of Christmas past I don't talk to anymore.
Wow.
I go into an older email. I wake up one morning, Andrea's following me because it pulled it from one of her emails. There was some damage control shit that had to go down. For me, like I had to go like backtracking. There was an editor that I worked with that doesn't know I like to cuss the way I like to cuss.
Oh my God.
I had to pull that because it links my Google profile links to my Twitter and my blog, which is fine. But I don't necessarily show that to everybody. And if you found it and you want to say something, that's fine. But I had to go undo all this shit. And then somehow, like, there are certain people that I follow and other people that follow them. They can see who they're following and then find me. And I don't know you. And next thing I know, you're just... I have to un-give you the option to follow my reader or un-give you the option to do it. I turn the whole fucking thing off.
Well, that's pretty bad because it normally when they want to opt you into something and help you with that, they go, hey, here, we pulled up this stuff.
They're doing that now.
What do you want to do?
It gives you the list and you can check and uncheck. But when you first got it, it just turned shit on for you. And there was one woman who wrote some big old blog post about one of her top 5 most followed whatevers was her ex-husband that she was leaving for whipping ass every day for 5 years.
Ugh.
And he had access to her location.
Oh, my God.
Her reader. all kinds of shit.
This was not the only case, I'm sure.
No,
of it.
There's a ton of them. And apparently it led to some privacy hole where, like, there's some URL people can go through and just log into your fucking email. Let's go.
Wow.
I'm done. Me and Google, we're on the rocks right now. We might have to get divorced.
Well, big news, by the way, today. Let's get to this right away. Tiger Woods might talk soon.
Oh, maybe. Anticipation.
He might maybe talk.
Is that what all the news is about?
That's what all the covers are. Tiger on the loose. Lock up your waitresses.
Oh, wow.
Here's another one.
That's a cover. That's the cover
of
a newspaper.
That's why. Oh, wow.
Tiger's back. Lock up your bimbos.
Oh.
That's news.
Oh, all marginally attractive women, please go inside. Tiger's on the loose.
Now, did anyone say anything about it's the year of the tiger?
Mm. You
know? No, they call him Cheetah Woods.
Yeah, I thought that was clever.
That's kind of funny.
But, you know, I thought they'd throw in because the Chinese New Year was just this last
that
Sunday.
Is true.
And it's the year of the tiger.
But I can't tell.
That's a little too clever.
Or is right. it? No.
I can't tell with this guy. You know, I've said tiger, cheetah, lion. I don't know what I'm dealing with today.
I like Lion Woods. I do. I have to admit it. But with that press thing, apparently
he's going to have a mini press release.
It started out as a press conference. Now it's an announcement. Mm-hmm. Like they had to like, no, we're not going to let you ask questions. Hold on. He's just going to talk.
Oh, it's not a press conference.
No.
It's a press say.
That would give you options of, you know, asking him hard hitting questions about what he did. I don't know why he's doing it. Just go play some golf. I don't need anything from you.
Well, because his PR person is probably telling him to do it, and I bet this is going to be the speech. Ready, everybody? Write it down and follow along.
But apology is almost worse than, like, don't apologize to me. Go home and apologize to your wife.
Yeah, I know, but America feels the need, because this is not being
Seriously?
Done because we don't want it, and I'm not talking about we three in this room.
Okay.
This is not being done because nobody's going to watch it. This is being done because we're all tuning in, and it's on the front cover because we're a bunch of morons. We have to take responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
We bought it. You know, we buy into it. We're talking about it now. Here's the speech. Hi, my name is Tiger Woods. I've been married for so-and-so years.
Mm-hmm.
I do have kids. I respect my wife very much, but what I did was very unrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And I regret it, and I regret dragging you guys into it. I respect my audience. I respect my sponsors. I apologize profusely, and I can't take this back. What I'm doing is taking an active role in making myself better. I've checked myself into rehab, and I feel like I could be a better person. I'm hoping that one day my wife will forgive me, and you guys will as well. I'm working very hard to put my family together, and I do appreciate if you guys give us the time to get our lives together. Thank you very much.
Save Haiti.
Let me tell you something. That was
he owes you a dollar.
That was so good. I want to forgive
Khenba. I forgive her. She should have never slept with Tiger Woods.
I had to.
But apparently his publicist said that a small group of friends, colleagues, and close associates, along with 6 hand-selected reporters, will be permitted to join him on Friday.
And everyone's going, okay, yes, sir. Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Only 6 people. Okay, we'll send our best person there. And then they send the best person, and that person wants to know why he paid so much for college to sit there and report, and I put report in quotes,
mm-hmm.
about Tiger Woods' cheating. Now, I didn't go to school for this. I am glad to talk about Tiger Woods all day. Good for me.
Well, page 2 and 3 then in these papers. America's get the apology that they're waiting for. He cheated on us. Oh, by the way, under this paper, it says, you know, lock up your bimbos. And then it says, war's over. So nobody worry.
You know, I've never received a check with his signature, so this really affects me in no way.
I saw this on Twitter. Emmy was writing, I'm so intent on not doing work, I freestyled a stand-up competition.
I got so excited when I read that part.
Oh, the baby got in.
Well, then I heard it back and I thought, wow, I better do this fucking work. This is harder than it seems.
Never a better argument for book learning.
Somebody pointed this out and I listened back. An hour and a minute into yesterday's show, as we were playing people's stand-up submissions, there's one person you can't hear. And I remember during the time saying, this is in mono and it's weird and it sounds kind of fucked up, but we listened to a little bit anyway. And however it was recorded, didn't go through. Deh. Nothing I can do about it. Better luck next year, this guy.
I don't know that you guys missed out, or maybe...
You're welcome.
Yes, exactly.
You're welcome. And James the King... He
can feel free, by the way, to post it on the forums if he wants.
Of course he
could. You know, let anyone hear it in whatever means he wants to, but...
I'll try to put him in the voting. I don't know if the system that we use will...
Spare him.
We'll play it, I mean.
We'll spare him
like we did. He said, oh, I wish I knew what part they cut it off. I'm like, oh, it's easy to figure out.
Right.
Press play when we do. Stop when we go, mm. But no, I mean, I don't know what you did. How many years have we been doing this? One person's didn't go through. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But maybe next year. Dear Keith and Khenba, this girl writes. Her name is Lithia. I'm a 16-year-old girl and have been masturbating since I was 12.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
This is in regards to, we were talking about Adam and Eve the other day. Of course, you go to adamandeve.com, you type in KATG for the referral code, you get a 50% discount on almost everything, you get free gifts, all that stuff. Well, anyway, she writes, I have never used a vibrator or sex toy of any kind. The closest I've come is using a toothbrush.
Ooh, wow.
Electric toothbrush, oh. The back end of it.
I would really like to try it out, though, as Henda seems to be a supporter. However, my parents are extremely conservative and concerning certain matters, such as sex, and don't know I masturbate. In fact, if they found out, they would probably suffer from multiple heart attacks. I would love, love, love to buy a bullet, yes. That's Henda's favorite, mm-hmm. and a vibrator from Adam and Eve, but the only way to pay for it would be through my credit card, and my mom would see the bill. So I was wondering if I could mail you the money Aww. And have you buy the items for me.
Aww.
When you get them, you could send them to me. If that works for you, here's the things I want, and there's two links.
Oh, baby girl.
I wish I could.
You're like this vagina Santa.
Can I say totes and approps?
Extremely. Which, with your discount, comes to $19.93. So email me and let me know. Thank you so much.
Oh.
I would love to, because I do think that you should get a vibrator.
You should.
It's not that big a deal. I mean, but you masturbate on your own. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you for not holding back, even though you have conservative parents.
Then why won't you help me?
Yeah, I can't be involved.
I can
However, I can tell you that when I was in high school, one of my acquaintances had a boyfriend, and she wanted to buy lingerie. Mm-hmm. And she sends it to the house. Her mother sees it. So she sent it to her friend's house. There are ways around it, not including a talk show host. You have any friends?
If you want me to buy it, then I don't know why you're not working with me.
Well, I gotta write Jay Leno a letter about wanting a car. He knows a lot about cars.
P.S. If this method of payment works for you, then could I also buy your book? Because otherwise I wouldn't be able to. What? And I sense that your first week book sales are really important. So also...
Do you sense it?
Okay, I would like to say one thing. Can you shut up? Amazon takes PayPal, baby doll. You could go through the PayPal. I don't understand why you have the card if you can't put anything on. Go get a gift card, and a reloadable gift card from a local bank, and you can do it that way.
There you go. Yeah, your local mall probably has it.
You need an outside card, and they let you buy it if you're under 18.
Yeah, it's a MasterCard that you can fill, let's take, for example, $50, and you have a $2 charge, but in a credit card, you have charges if you don't pay on time.
For all your little scandalous charges, it makes sense to pay your little $2. It's an asshole tax.
Exactly, and that's how you buy things online.
Sky Jedi adding, PPPS, can you get me some pot?
You know? If anyone has any Adderall laying around, I've developed an affection.
I think Patrice has the right way to go. I think there are ways around it.
There are ways around it, doll.
Get your vibrator.
But it is funny. It's like, also, can you get the book, and then I'll give you money for that. And then adds it like, this is going to throw it over. I have a feeling your first week book sales are really important. It's not that important.
She's doing me a favor. But also, you know, when be careful. Even if you buy it on your own, you get something as a package sent to your house. If I was your over-conservative mom, I would say, hey, what's that? Mm-hmm. Even just out of curiosity, even if I wasn't overprotective.
She's
hey,
opening
what you got?
Shit. What'd you buy?
Yeah. I mean, I could be over a friend's house if they get a package. I go, ooh, what'd you get? Because I just, you know, curiosity.
Your friend might not be clued into the fact that we're keeping this on the low.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. You know your parents. You're masturbating.
I know your parents.
I know your parents too, actually.
Well, look what I got in my hand, speaking of the book. Keith and the Girls, What Do We Do Now? We would appreciate everybody pre-orders it right now from an American online site. And this is it. Book is in my hand.
It's beautiful.
My goodness. You
look at that. It's real.
It was amazing to receive. Amazing. In fact, we had it messengered over yesterday, and I asked them to messenger it before 2:00 when our show starts. And after the show, I realized, hey, we still didn't get it. I wrote the publishing company. I said, hey, where is it? Oh, a man named Ralph signed for it. I almost cried right there.
Because you don't know a Ralph.
I don't know who Ralph is. I was just, no. And I actually said out loud, I said, somebody has our books.
She's outside. Ralph!
Oh, poor Ralph.
I jumped out of the house and just, I was like, I'm going to knock on every single neighbor's door. One of you bitches is Ralph.
What's your name?
Yeah. I know you have something.
She's outside covering her mouth. Ralph! Ralph! Seeing what light turns on. Ralph! There we go.
But it worked out. We got the package and it's really exciting.
Oh.
Did you check out the first page? Show her the first page really quick. It's very... one of a kind.
That is artistic and
right?
shit.
Yep. It's not like, you know, your normal average book. And the pre-sale is really a lower price. It's a third off.
Yeah.
A third.
It's Amazon under, does that, yeah.
It's under $10. So, I mean, we're asking you to do it for us. And yes, we are asking you to pre-buy it, to buy it right now on pre-sale for us, because the first week of sales count and all the pre-sales count towards that. And we're trying to get on all the lists, like, mm-hmm. you know, the Times bestseller list and things like that. But in a way, this is for you also. If you're going to buy the book, why not buy it at under $10
yeah.
instead of about $15?
Why not?
Because it goes up to list price after it comes up.
Do some people, maybe some people like spending more money. I don't know you.
Duh.
You know, but, you know, save a buck.
And we make pennies more or less. It's all about buying the book. It's not
right.
about
it's
the money.
It's volume. It's
yeah.
not.
Mm-hmm. It's not about the money we're going to make or not make. And trust me.
Pick a... just so people don't think this is pre-planned, I'm going to show you how good this book is, if I may. Because I'm very
pick
proud.
A number?
Pick a number between 1 and 240...
265.
Well, you got
look
an
at it,
extra...
Look at it. I would like to pick the number 79.
Now, while he's scrolling to 79, here's what the book is about. It's an advice book. Every chapter has a different... I know you're already there, but just to explain to the people, because we've been asking them to buy this book. It's an advice book for modern relationships. Every chapter is a different... subject. Mm-hmm. For example, the sex subject is online right now that you can read for free on keithandthegirl.com/book. And it starts off with how our sex life was, or, you know, just an example. Then it has about 20 question and answer. There are two answers for everything. One with the Keith icon, because he's answering it.
Right.
And one with my icon.
I was noticing
I'm
the icons.
It. Cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what page did we land on?
79, you said, right?
Yes.
That's very good. Okay, so there you go.
There you go.
So you're going to
get the book and see what I picked.
Mm-hmm. You picked very good.
I know.
Let me tell you this news. A 12-year-old at sixth grade was in school, mm-hmm. doodled on a desk, got taken away in handcuffs.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people emailed me this. It's on it's the main news story on CNN. And I got to say, good.
What?
Really?
Handcuffs,
were
really?
They able to wipe it off? What was she doodling doodling with? Was it a Sharpie, you know, in situation?
I think handcuffs is a bit much.
I used to doodle with, like, pencil on, like, those, we had the blonde wood desks before they got the institutional fake Formica desks. And I used to, like, draw and erase.
I know people who carved it in. Who,
I wasn't.
Sharpie markered it in. I don't think that they need to be walked away with handcuffs.
I
do think maybe they should have disciplinary action. That's,
in-house detention, that's what it was made for.
I think detention is lame. I think that you should do some kind of work. I think that you should feel it. Detention is you hanging out with a bunch of other degenerates, learning other degenerate things, or just wasting your time. You're supposed to be doing homework or whatever, but it's a bullshit thing.
There was no profanity, no hate, just the words. I love my friends Abby and Faith. Lex was here, 2110, smiley face, scrawled on the classroom desk with a green marker. Alexa Gonzalez, an outgoing 12-year-old who likes to dance and draw.
Has a great story to tell
she
her friends.
She likes to draw.
Yeah. Expected a lecture or maybe detention for her doodles earlier this month. Instead, the principal of the junior high school in Forest Hills, New York, called police, and the seventh grader was taken across the street to the police precinct.
Did they say what school?
No.
Okay.
Alexa's hands were cuffed behind her back and tears gushed as she was escorted from school in front of teachers and, the worst audience of all for a pre-adolescent girl, her classmates. They put the handcuffs on me and I couldn't believe it, Alexa recalled. I didn't want them to see me being handcuffed thinking I'm a bad person. You are a bad person. Alexa is no longer facing suspension, according to a spokeswoman for the New York City Department of Education. Still, the case of the doodling preteen is raising concerns about the use of zero-tolerance policies in school. Critics say schools and police have gone too far, overreacting and using well-intended rules for incidents involving nonviolent offenses, such as drawing on desks, raiding on other school property, or talking back to teachers.
Exactly. They're going too far because they're running out of ideas. They're hiring people who are not qualified for the job.
Mm-hmm.
People are
who are not prison wardens?
No, they're not qualified for the job. They're not qualified, and the schools are.
What am I supposed to do? I'm qualified to be a good teacher. I'm not qualified to scrub your desk clean after you doodle on it. You do not doodle. And what she knew, what this kid knew, I'm being serious. What it doodle's a funny
I
word.
I know, that's why I'm
and
laughing.
I'm being serious.
No, I'm laughing because you're being serious. Not even the word doodle.
I'd have this girl killed. You knew writing on the desk was wrong. I don't care what you wrote. And you're a dumb dummy. Lex was here 2-1-10.
Well, okay. I think if she was never a disciplinary problem in the past...
Come on.
Get the bitch some soft scrub and a toothbrush. Why are you taking the child to jail?
Quit writing on the fucking desk.
Then say that to her.
She didn't know. If the teacher walked by, the teacher was just standing there, and she's scrawling, goes, oh, I didn't know this was wrong.
Well, it's not a matter of not knowing. There's punishment, and then there's dumb. When you take her to jail, now what?
This is a good kid, and good kids now what? Do silly things.
She's not going to do it again.
But she's
but if you made her scrub
kid.
It, she still wouldn't have done it again.
She's going...
Really?
Yes, really.
Her scrub a desk in front of the entire class, it's the same level of embarrassment.
I've had to do that, and I've still graffitied a school.
You're a problem.
Okay. But if you took me to jail, I wouldn't have done it.
Here's what poor grad student is saying. When I doodled on the desk in high school, we got detention where we cleaned all the desks in the room.
There you go.
Don't handcuff a kid. First of all, stop using the police. It's retarded.
As a solution.
Why is it retarded?
Because it's not a solution. Because the police should be there when an actual crime is happening. The police should be there when there's danger happening.
They have time for everything.
Oh, why don't we call them when the cat is up in the tree still?
Call animal control.
Come on.
I don't see what's
wrong. Did the desk feel molested? Is that why they called the police?
I think we're losing the Iraq war because they had to come over and to handcuff
because people are doodling on desks.
The schools across the way from the jail, they have plenty of time between donut breaks to come over. Nobody's robbing a bank because a police officer wasn't there because they were arresting this girl.
It's too much. Learn how to discipline your kids. That's your job.
Learn how to discipline your kids?
Yes.
Okay.
You're disciplinary.
Go home. Learn how to discipline your kids.
You're a disciplinary. The teacher.
Why do you have to be?
You have to be. That's
because you took the job as a teacher.
You know what? Teachers do whatever the fuck you want.
No, that is part of your job. It's
no,
part
it's
of
not.
Look it up.
Holding order in a classroom. Of course, that's part of a teacher's job.
My job.
It is their official job. They are partly a disciplinary. They're
Get
teaching
out.
You.
No, yes.
No, look it up. I'm being serious.
Look
I'm not
it up.
Making this up.
Okay, number
I'm
two.
I'm not saying they're a referee. I'm saying there's a certain level that they have to control a classroom.
Right. I should have to stick around and watch you scrub your desk. I should have.
No, it's not you that's gonna stick around.
Who's sticking around?
The assistant principal. That's the whole reason we had an assistant principal.
The assistant principal. You're an assistant principal. Your job is to watch kids scrub a desk.
Oh, yes. Okay. So no, the cop's job is to do this.
Whose is it?
It's the assistant principal.
The assistant. You've earned your way to assistant principal.
Yes.
Your job is to stay after school and watch people scrub desks.
The assistant principals and the deans were in charge of discipline.
Well, I hope you don't get paid the same amount as a fucking doctor or a lawyer because that's what you're doing. You're watching people scrub desks.
That's not all you're doing, first of all. Don't belittle something just to this as being their only job. No, you're being
discipline
ridiculous.
In general was their job.
You know what? Do whatever you want, kids.
No, you have certain hours, and those certain hours require you to stay after class. Your job is
not... What?
Hold on. Your job is not over at 3, just like bank tellers' jobs are not over at 3. The bell doesn't ring and everybody goes home.
No.
Some people stay until 5.
The assistant principal.
I don't know that it's the assistant principal.
In my school at that time, it was the assistant principal.
It should be.
No, but there is a job.
Should be the whole school board.
No, just listen. When you get hired, you're working between the hours of, let's say, 7 and 4 or 10 and 5
right.
or whatever your job requires you to do, you get hired for a very specific thing. And part of the school faculty in general, most of the people, aside from maybe the janitor, is disciplinary actions, mm-hmm. is watching
keeping
the kids.
They are the school police. A principal is a school police chief.
Okay. Now you're a warden and a teacher.
You are, though.
Uh-huh. And a chef, because you take your kid to the water fountain.
That's the lunch lady.
Keith, you're absolutely wrong in this, and you sound really ignorant. I'm sorry to tell you.
All right.
I'm telling you, when I went to school, if you get caught drawing on a desk or whatever it is within the classroom, you get whatever that teacher's particular rule of discipline. Let's say, stop doing that. We're going to talk after class. Fine. Or you get sent to the assistant principal's office. Then you have a note, or you just come out your face and say what you did, and the assistant principal dealt with you. They didn't call the police to come get you in class.
For your life, half of your discipline comes from your parents. It should mostly come from your parents.
Right.
And then the other half comes from your teacher.
The other adults in your life.
Right, which was just fine. They disciplined him just fine. I got to go back to school. I don't got to worry about you. You go to the jail across the street for a minute. I don't think they locked her up and left her without food.
It doesn't matter. She shouldn't have gone at all.
It doesn't matter. How come when teachers do something wrong, they should know better? They should know better because they are the leader. They are the leader in terms of you guys follow a certain way in order to better yourself as human beings. I am molding you.
Mm-hmm.
There are reasons why teachers get awards and you remember your teachers. They're supposed to be memorable. They're supposed to be molding you. They're supposed to be changing your life.
My music teacher died. like a week and a half ago from elementary
school. Oh, now I'm an asshole. I had nothing to do with that.
I didn't say you killed her. And she was at the school for 44 years. She had the most ridiculous memorial at the school because she had been at that one school for 44 years. Everybody remembers her. People that I haven't talked to in ages sent email like, by the way, Mrs. Welts died. Like, it's hardcore. When you're a teacher and you really do it properly, you don't have to call the police for scribbling on a desk. That lunch lady somewhere, the kid said something snappy to her, and she jumped out from behind the lunch counter and delivered a beatdown on the child.
And she's not allowed to do that.
She's not allowed to do that, but she didn't get arrested. Cracked the kid's head.
That's weird. You have to be a better human being as a teacher. I'm sorry. You're the leader. You're the leader of a bunch of groups. You are their president for their life at the moment.
Have you seen kids today?
You're the president of seventh grade.
Have you seen kids today?
I will tell you, I'll be the first one to tell you, they're all fucking crazy.
Okay, so do you think they care about detention? You know what they do, by the way, when you go, you're going to detention nowadays? No, thank you. Fuck you.
But not don't for you scribbling. For fighting, detention doesn't make sense. For physical violence against another student, I understand calling the police.
Yes, and as a teacher, you should know the difference between this girl who's writing, I heart my friends, and I get that. No.
And she's cute.
No.
Did you see the picture? She really is cute.
Even if it was a boy that was writing, I like baseball. Same difference.
I get that she's still doodling and it's still against the rules. It's absolutely against the rules and she should be disciplined. But from what this thing is saying, she's never done anything else wrong.
No.
She's sad that people think she's a bad person. I mean...
You are a bad person!
She saw your voice, everything.
No, you're not.
I don't want people to think I did something wrong. You did something... What... Then you need handcuffs because you need to know you did something wrong.
That's she wasn't ridiculous. Doing calligraphy of fuck the system on her desk. She wrote, I heart my friends.
Right. I can't even like my friends. This poor little girl can't like her friends.
That. I didn't say
learn
that.
The difference between kids. That's part of your job as a teacher. Learn the difference between a troublemaker and a not troublemaker.
Right.
Learn the difference between somebody who breaks the rules and starts crying and not crying. Not crying. Crying shouldn't be a thing. But learn the difference between somebody who made an oopsie in her life
right.
and who can be corrected without the... exaggerated version of discipline. You should learn the difference as a teacher, what works for this kid and what works for that kid. And you don't have
to. I bet your handcuffs work.
It doesn't matter. A lesser punishment would have worked. And,
yeah.
and you're teaching a little girl something different and you're traumatizing her. Learn the difference. And you're not a teacher and you don't know the difference and I don't think you need to be around kids.
How does everybody know this is a one-time thing, by the way?
I hope it wasn't the teacher that even called the police. I hope it was a situation where she went to the office and that's what
it was.
They
school
did.
Administration, yes.
I hope it wasn't the actual teacher because that teacher probably feels bad too. If it's a good teacher.
Here's Emmy again. Mm-hmm. Keith can't handle getting shit cookies for Christmas, but he expects a little girl to be able to handle getting arrested.
Exactly. Go to big kids jail. When they take you to the police station, there's no ball pen for little kids like in IKEA. They put you in a regular cell.
It's exaggerated. Yeah, and you don't even know how to handle kids.
It's overkill.
You don't know how to do your job.
Yeah, they put her in lockdown. They put
doesn't
her in,
matter where they put her. They put her
it
in
doesn't
handcuff.
Matter
they
where
put her in a police
her.
Station.
It doesn't matter where they put her.
They put her in a police station.
I heard they put her in solitary. I heard they
would
put
have
her
to because she's 12.
I heard they joined. They put her in a prison and she had to join a Spanish gang to survive.
Her last name is Gonzalez. She probably would.
I heard she drew a
she's now a Latin king, Keith.
I think this should be the poll.
I heard she came back to school. I heard she got raped by poles. I heard she came back to school an hour later with a teardrop tattoo.
You don't understand that kids get more affected than you. You don't have to be raped in jail in order to be affected. You're handcuffed as a 12-year-old for doodling on your desk. It's exaggerated. The
doesn't
punishment doesn't
and
fit the
and walked out
crime.
In front of all your friends.
Yeah, and she's...
other kids that you don't even know.
So what? You didn't get yelled at by parents in front of other kids?
You can
no.
get
no?
No, my mother yelled at me in private.
No, not...
It was her only
hold
gift.
Hold on. You've never got yelled at by a teacher in front of other kids.
I never got yelled at by teachers. Everybody loves me.
Okay.
That's a fucking fact. I've never been yelled at by a teacher.
That's your first problem. That's why you turned out this way.
I know. It's all.
Teacher could have yelled a little sass at you.
You
wouldn't have
killed
you.
You can only be told you're special so many times.
All right. Free for all, kids. Bring your guns to school. Bring your markers.
Of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever you want.
And yes.
Draw on the teacher.
Everyone get a .44 caliber Sharpie.
Do whatever you want.
Just an asshole.
People are going to think
to jail.
People are going to think I did something wrong by breaking the rules.
All right. This has to be the poll.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How about if you take a knife and scroll into a desk? Is that cop worthy or no?
Why do you have a knife in school is the question
knife.
Now.
The knife you
the
can
knife's the question
for
me.
Okay. And then what?
You get arrested for the knife.
Yes.
So you do get arrested.
A knife.
Oh, they're thinking this person's a killer. All you did was scroll into a...
No, a knife is a threatening weapon.
But the knife was this big. I didn't tell
you. You're not supposed to have a knife in school at all.
The knife was
an inch. What school did you go to?
The knife was Killer Central. The knife exactly. was an inch long.
You had a knife. You had a knife in school. Even if I walked up on you picking your teeth with the knife.
It was a knife that
you're going
my mom,
to jail. You have a knife in school.
My mom didn't have time to cut my crust, so I took the knife to lunch.
Even those kids don't get arrested. They get sent to the office and told that you're not supposed to do that anymore. They call your parents. There's many kids, ethnic kids especially, that ended up in school with steak knives to cut their food. And the lunchroom lady will come around and go, hey, man. And you get taken to the office. They call your parents and your parents say, oops, my bad.
Okay.
This is a whole other story.
Okay.
A knife is a whole
other
story.
The steak knife thing happened in my school when I was a kid. There was a kid that turned up with a steak knife. And the lunch assistant came around and said, what's happening? And the kid explained that his mother had packed his lunch. He got sent to the office with an aide who held the knife up in the air like it was electric. And they went to the office and he was there for the whole afternoon because his mother had to come to school. His mother got in trouble. He didn't get in trouble.
Well, I'd have him drawn and quartered, obviously.
Yes, you would.
All right.
You should have him killed.
And have his kin watched him be beheaded.
All right, I guess
and Kale, here's Kale breaking it down, I think. Breaking the rules isn't the same as breaking the law.
Yeah, then they shouldn't have hung this girl. I feel bad now.
You should. You should.
They shouldn't have tied that's a rope nice. Around her neck. Especially in front nice of all the other kids.
I know.
You act like going to jail is going to Six Flags.
They put her in handcuffs.
That's a huge deal.
Why? The child's probably been hugged her whole life.
Okay, listen.
She's never been in handcuffs,
Everybody Keith. Relax. She put her in handcuffs, took her across the street, brought her right back. That's it.
It's we argued every point.
I don't know how I'm not getting through your thick heads.
Right. And
that's like someone sticking their finger up your ass just a little bit. It's okay. It was just a little bit. It's all or nothing. They handcuffed a probably coddled child for no reason.
Okay. All right. Enjoy your world, everybody.
Thank you.
Everybody seems happy.
I'm glad you're not
world.
Having kids.
I'm glad you don't go outside.
You make them sleep in the closet and all kinds of shit.
They're going to think I broke the rules. I think they're going to think I broke the rules. I hope people
Keith,
feel
you're
bad.
Exhausting yourself at this point.
You are.
We are not getting into this anymore.
I hope people mail this kid markers.
They should.
To feel bad.
That's probably how they're going to tease her.
That would just be funny.
They're all going to tease her by telling her, I heart my friends. From now until the end of the school year.
Good. All right. I hope she cries about it.
Yeah, she'll get over that.
You know, another subject for therapy.
She wrote, I heart friends. Can you imagine?
You know.
I heart friends.
I feel bad for Abby.
People think this is a swastika she was drawing. Mm. It was I heart my friends. Mm-hmm. And my name and my date.
Hey, Patrice, I think Keith is right. What do you think?
You know.
All right.
I just didn't want to admit it.
All right. It's a free-for-all.
Oh,
yeah.
Enjoy your shit
That's
schools.
That's what we mean.
Shit Fire school. In the streets, rapes in the bathroom.
Would you call the police if there's a rape in the bathroom?
No, why yes. would we? We're so liberal.
I'd it's call amazing. Them and let them know, you know, if they want to swing by tomorrow, there might be another.
I think it's a teacher's job to counsel the kids.
I think it's a teacher's job to watch them rape each other just to make sure they're doing it properly.
That doesn't make sense.
Also, in some of the schools, the teachers are the ones doing the raping, so...
Now, that's not right. Wait, is it, Keith?
Is it okay?
You're being sarcastic, and I won't answer.
If they use a textbook. I mean, a health textbook. Not just any. You can't, you know, run up with a polynomial and rape somebody.
All right. So you go to school to be a teacher.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh.
I would like to explain that, first of all, a good portion of the teachers in the New York City public school system went to college for something else, uh-huh. ended up part of the Teaching Fellows program, and dropped into a school.
Well, again, hopefully they went for a correction officer and then took English on the side.
They went for hotel business management, and they ended up in New York City. They ended up in East New York.
Yeah, you don't have to have a teaching degree.
No, you can fellow and end up.
You can actually
be getting it while you're a teacher.
You don't even have to get it. No, wait, I think after a couple of years you have to get it.
Private school you might not have to get it, but public you do.
Yeah, but you can go.
There's an extended period of time there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Do whatever you want.
Keith's powered down.
Okay. Enjoy your world.
Because you'll be participating what? In an alternate one.
Quit complaining
Why does
about
he think fuck? That's going to hurt our feelings.
Yeah,
enjoy your world.
Enjoy your world. I do.
We enjoy our world with a cup of coffee.
You know.
People don't like how things are going. They think, oh, we gotta be a little, maybe we should be a tougher on things until they give you an example, and then everybody's just shocked. You know what? I'm tired of these fat people on planes, and they're in my way, and I don't like it anymore. Well, Kevin Smith just got kicked off a plane. Oh, that's too bad. I like him, though.
But do you understand that I don't always take this stance?
No.
I mean, you know that, right? I'm not always on the kids' side. I do think that kids should be disciplined. I do think they should be in cuffs sometimes. I do think that they should...
For murder.
Not just for murder. And you know that. And you know that, and we've discussed it on the show. For smaller things than murder, for sure. And for I have definitely been on the principal side, on the police's side. I'm not always on the kid's side. I don't always think kids are angels. I think they're murderers sometimes.
They're crazy.
I think they're god-awful. I think they're mean and vicious, vindictive. I think they're awful, awful kids. And I think, unfortunately, most of it is because of their environment. But that does not mean that I have to continue letting them run amok.
Right.
But some kids are born that way. But... This is ridiculous. I mean, we don't have to be completely liberal or completely conservative or completely one-sided about things. And that's the problem.
I don't think I'm one-sided. I'm not saying you sneeze. If a kid gives a teacher a middle finger, is that arrest-worthy?
No.
No.
Okay.
Down to the office. Let's talk about this. What's going
on? Let's discuss. Why did you give the teacher middle finger?
No, let's talk about how we're disciplining you. We don't really want to hear your opinion on it. We're not talking about discussions that I need to hear why you gave the middle finger. You're an asshole. You were an asshole today. Let's, if anything, figure out if you're a genuine asshole or you had an asshole moment and you need a slap. Like a
wrist.
Yeah, a verbal slap, a slap on the wrist. You need to be disciplined in a very specific way. And the principal or the vice principal.
They have to know that. They go to a special school where there's no way you can think of what it could be right now. They have to go to a special school and figure out. There's nothing you can do to a lot of these people.
I understand that. But they need to know the difference between the kids that you can save and you can change and you can keep on the right track.
And the ones you can't?
That's right.
Okay,
they need to know the difference.
So this is her first doodling, you believe?
This is her first issue, period, or they would have mentioned something.
Mm-hmm. This has been a problem child since such and such, or the last time
the
they had
to do this. The administrators would
have
said something.
They would have said something.
Will you... Or
can we at least just base it on the information that we have, since we're not making up things? Based on what we have, based on what you read, she seems like not a problem child. She seems like she doesn't cause issues.
Can we admit the report's a little slanted?
Yes, like that last one with the gun, and I was on was on your side with that, the little toy gun that a kid brought to school.
Right.
I mean, it was based on that, the kid shouldn't bring in a gun. He shouldn't have been arrested, and he wasn't, and he was a lot younger, so I get it, and it was a totally different story. But relative to this, I was on your side about it. But this is ridiculous, and yes, it is a principal's job, and yes, it is a teacher's job, and yes, it is for the faculty to figure out the kid. They are part psychologists. Yes, they are. They are disciplinaries. They have to do that part of their job. It is absolutely taught while they're learning, and they need to also gauge, and part of being a good teacher is having that gauge. And teachers aren't becoming teachers for the same reason they used to become.
Nope.
For actually teaching kids.
Or they start out and then they get real disillusioned real fast.
Right. But a lot of...
Because these kids are assholes.
Well,
that's why my sister stopped.
Or just like people have kids, like, oh, I just want to look at something that looks like me. And then it's like, fuck, why is it still crying? I'm disillusioned.
Or
people don't know that they're adults and their job is going to be difficult and they need to figure that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to figure shit out about my job, and they have to figure it out about their job. Their job involves more assholes than me. Fine.
Right. Assholes that you can't punch.
Right. So whatever. So you have to deal with it differently. But people used to get this job for changing kids' lives, for molding kids' lives, for being a part of a child's life, for teaching them, for genuinely wanting to pass information. And now it's because they get paid just fine. Depending,
and also some of them, depending on the school, they're spending part of that salary buying supplies their goddamn self, depending on the grade level.
You know what? I'm not even going to bother about the price because I don't really know it's too much of that.
Right.
But I do know that if they're not getting in there for the price, I'll give you that. I'm sorry for saying that. But they are going in because you have summers off that you're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the, it's a lot of times the women, and it's mostly women are becoming teachers because they know they want to have kids. They know that when their kids are off, they're going to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very accommodating family lifestyle type of job. So you don't necessarily want
to
mold the kids.
And depending on the school, it's easy to move up in the ranks.
Listen, I have a friend who was a teacher. I used to have a friend who is a teacher. And the potential, I mean, at like her fifth year, she was making 70 grand.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the public school system. So I don't think that's a little bit of money. I think she worked very hard. I think she took extra classes. And they helped her work with all that stuff. And yes, she was in some schools that weren't the best. But But I was in some jobs that aren't the best. And people have to deal with their bosses all the time with things that you don't want to hear about either. Sexual harassment and you know, people moving up in the ranks for passing you for fucked up reasons. There are fucked up things in every job. Sorry.
You know?
Your job is important. It's important to our future. Fucking help.
Stop taking people to jail for scribbling.
Ridiculous.
Why can't we work on the economy? That's what I got these cops doing.
That is not my point. That's completely not my point. That is completely not my point.
Well, Sky Jedi has a point. Nobody scrawls that much shit on a desk without previous experience. This is a long time coming. First time I doodled, it was a mark to get away with it, and you giggled to yourself. This woman's my name, date, social security number. I love my friends, Abby and Faith. Here are their Facebooks. She's going on a roll. Thank you, Google Buzz, for getting me in touch with the following people. She has to write under the desk. She's running out of space. Oh, my God.
This is why you're not a teacher.
Hey, let me mention this. This just happened in Austin, Texas. A pilot furious with the Internal Revenue Service crashed his small plane into an office building that houses federal tax employees.
And something with a piano he was mad about, too.
Wow, what an asshole.
This just happened today. You heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
A U.S. law official identified the pilot as Joseph Stack and said investigators were looking at an anti-government message on the web linked to him. The website outlines problems with the IRS and says violence is the only answer.
Wow.
And I bet if we looked into it at the time, people would have said, well, you can't write. You don't like the government.
And I was I was with you on that Twitter where that guy Twittered that he's going to do a terrorist act on the
plane.
On the airport. Right. Yes, you should look into that. You shouldn't joke about that. We live in a different world. Sorry.
Federal law enforcement officers have said that they were investigating whether the pilot crashed on purpose in an effort to blow up IRS offices. Well,
of course he did.
Investigation over. The website featured a long note dated Thursday denouncing the government and the IRS in particular, and cited the Austin man's problems with the agency.
Sky Jedi is saying he was traumatized because he never got a response from doodling as a kid.
Mm-hmm. See? Look into that. I know they got bigger issues.
He needed more discipline as a child.
At least one person who worked in the building was unaccounted for, and two people were hospitalized.
And he's dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
He should be dead.
About 190 IRS employees work in the building. IRS spokesperson said the agency is trying to account for all employees. Flame shot out of the building. Windows exploded. Workers scrambled to safety after the blast.
Wow.
Thick smoke billowed out of the second and third stories hours later as fire crews battled the blaze.
Wow.
Felt like a bomb blew off. Somebody
he
said.
Also set his house on fire before he left for the airport.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. You know what? This is the way Keith always says to go, right? You're going to go blow shit up.
Do something.
Blow your house up. What do you care?
Blow it all up. And then he thought he'd, what? Crash into IRS and then crash into a piano building? You got a bum deal on a piano?
No, there was something with a piano. I remember hearing that on the news this morning.
I don't know about that, but if somebody crashed into a printer factory, I'd understand. That's for damn sure.
Be careful, Canon.
Just saying. I'm just saying, not pleased.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a joke.
No, it was. It was. I was kidding.
Patrice.
You have to say you're kidding, Keith.
I'm not a liar. What are these celebutards doing this week? Oh, I'll tell you something I saw. Saw this on HelenHeartaches.com, Patrice's website. This is Gary Coleman.
Get ready for
this. Is this the kind of your
ears? It's just beautiful. It took me to a new level.
This is Gary Coleman on The Insider, and of course they're talking about that. Have you ever hit your wife? Why do you keep getting in trouble for hitting your wife?
Invited him on because, you know, his arrest, and he has the fine to pay, and he has to go to these classes. So they invited him on the guise of, you know, explaining his side of the story to the world.
Okay, what do you think is going to happen, though? And then now Insider does this new panel thing, right? Where there's
the whole show is this panel business, and Gary Coleman as a rule is a very angry, broken man.
Oh, he's very angry.
He is the first one to tell you that he is an angry, broken man.
Doesn't he always give this look like, I don't know, but it's anger mixed with, are you kidding me? Well, let me explain. Condescension, that's what it is. Anger and condescension, whatever I'm saying.
Condensation.
No. Thank you.
I just want you to...
Those blink he does where it's like when your eyes are closed, like you take
the black
to
blink
open your...
It's the black blink. I'm centering myself from just going off on you.
Oh my God, it's a different version of a sigh.
Yeah, it's like, okay, and I'm not gonna go off on your next thing.
Gary, I just want you to set the record straight here, just point blank. Do you have a volatile relationship with your wife? Have you ever physically touched
her? I don't have a volatile relationship with anybody. You know, if we have our discussion,
And like most of the time, the men lose. You know, if I lose or she loses, she goes that way, I go that way.
But she went not just this way. She called the police and said that you had assaulted her.
Gary's mugshot. Wow. Arrested and booked last month, Gary joined the panel to tell his side of the story. But watch when he and guest panelist attorney Lisa Bloom go at it.
You know what? If people would want to believe that I assault my wife at 4'7" and she's 5'6", then they can believe that all day long. I don't care.
Well, why don't you flat out deny it then right here? Because otherwise everyone's going to look at this and say he's waffling around and he probably did it.
I don't waffle. There is no abuse that goes on in my house. I don't waffle. Now, if people believe that I'm waffling, then they can go do what they
need
to do.
Did you abuse your wife? Did you abuse her? Did you lay your hand...
You can go do what you need to do.
You heard the F fall out before he pulled it back in.
He's very offended by the word waffle.
Oh, waffle.
Next thing you think I eat chicken.
Shit. Racist bitches.
Do what they need to do.
Did you abuse your wife? Did you abuse her? Did you lay your hand on her?
And you know what? You can go to the same place.
Did you lay your hand on your wife, Gary Coleman? Because she says you did.
And drown yourself in the ocean.
She says
you
did.
You know what? I have this on my head because I fell down the stairs. I don't want people thinking that my wife is abusing me.
Why don't
me.
You want to answer the question about whether you abused
because
your
you
wife
can go
and everything else? Pardon me?
You can go yourself.
Really?
And quit asking me.
Is that
me.
The way you talk to your wife?
Yeah, if I have to, if I need to, but I don't.
In all fairness, she's just prodding.
Oh, no, no. They're now just poking. They're just poking out because they're all leaning in from all the angles. He's surrounded by them. He's basically sitting in the middle position of this table, and they've all turned focus to him, and they're all like rapid fire.
Don't hit me. I'm not your wife. Don't hit me.
I don't know why he did the show in the first place is my thing.
This is, you know, it's a stupid conversation about a stupid topic. This is exactly where it would
well,
go.
Not to him.
Did you hit your wife? Well, I don't know why anyone's thinking that. Well, can you just say, did you hit your wife?
But why would you come on if you're not willing to say no?
He shouldn't have did it. He shouldn't have did it.
Right.
At all.
No, I agree. But so that's why this became to a stupid.
Are there
stupid
legal
place.
Reasons, though, he can't say no?
I don't know. If there are legal reasons that he can't say no, he shouldn't have been on the show to begin with.
You and I don't care about
and
you.
And is this the kind of anger that leads to your physical assault?
Doesn't matter to me.
Let me tell you
so
what I'm going to ask you to do.
Hold on. Or get hit by a bus tonight.
Hey.
I'm not going to care because she's pushing my buttons and I don't like her now. And the next thing
Why
I'm going to do
tonight?
Is leave. So all of you.
Gary, come back.
No.
And then he just stared, just shocked. I don't know what to do now. So
he walked off.
He walked
off the set.
So later we're gonna have an expert on to explain what just happened.
You know what? I just need to say really quick. As he's telling her to go fuck herself, she did not need to throw in that last. Why don't you just deny it? At that point, you really are pushing the fact that you're a disgusting reporter on some stupid. What is this?
Insider.
Insider, which is all gossip and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's trying to get the facts.
The facts.
I like when he jumps in with it, and your life doesn't matter to me. That's like the most cutting thing he could say to her. And your life doesn't matter to me.
The insider argument.
Wow. That was hard to watch.
I think you
loved
it.
Joining us now with perspective on what we sat through there, and Gary's tirade is behavioral psychologist, expert Dr. Charlie Sophie, wrote the book Side by Side, which is...
How do I know this guy, Charles Sophie? Goodness.
They brought in a dog whisperer. Charles Sophie.
Yeah, I know him from something. He's a douche on one of these other shows,
probably
too.
Probably something creepy.
He's flying off the shelves, and I want you to be quite blunt. Was she too tough on him?
Absolutely not. He's explosive. He tries to hold it together, and then he blows. You're lucky he didn't hit somebody here.
Right.
Really?
Do you think that she was too tough? Because I thought she was a little
too tough. Well, she was provoking him. Because
provoking,
she, right.
That's the word.
But
in an inappropriate manner?
No, she wants answers. You guys want answers.
Could the right type of therapy really help him where he is right now?
What I saw there needs medicine.
Dr. Sophie, thank you so much for your perspective. And tomorrow, the aftermath you haven't seen as Gary's rage continued.
Oh,
and that's how quickly doctors diagnose medication.
I
just saw needs medicine.
Not to cut you off. What I love is that I Googled Dr. Charles Sophie and the first article is from The Insider. And it says, School for Scandal. Is Dr. Charles Sophie exaggerating his credentials? Last week they weren't on his team.
Okay.
He was involved with Paris Hilton being in jail. He was the psychiatrist that came in to talk to her while she was
there's
in jail.
Something else, like Saving Sizemore or one of them. He's on something like that. He talks real condescending, too.
coming up next, Dr. Drew to talk about what drugs Gary might be on.
Yeah, just make it up.
Well, that's the best thing that could happen. Maybe he'll get a rehab stint out of this.
Well, good luck to them.
Work is work.
I don't think he's on anything. I think he actually...
He was on one of the older ones, that whatchamacallit house, the Surreal Life. And he was a problem on that because it was him and... Gary Coleman was. Okay. And I think it was him and Todd Bridges the same season, if I'm not incorrect.
You know, Gary Coleman was on The Surreal Life. You watched it.
I don't believe he was.
Oh, no?
No.
Was it...
No?
Todd Bridges definitely wasn't.
I thought Gary Coleman turned up in one of the challenge. He was in a challenge, and they were at an ice cream shop or a diner.
Yes, yes.
And he caught an attitude because somebody kept, like, the restaurant patrons kept doing the, what you're talking about.
Yeah, oh, okay. They kept asking him, I don't know what show that was, but it was one of those kinds of things.
I think it was A Surreal Life. It was one of their challenges, and that's how Todd bumped into him, because Todd went into about him being a bitter, angry man. But Charles Sophie actually was on Sober House. He was in one episode, and then he was on Celebrity Rehab for an episode. Both seasons. I don't see anything about Sizemore.
All right. No, I don't know it's that one per se. I just know it's one of those. I just know he's a real douche.
He's involved with Dr. Drew, basically.
All right. What else is going on, Patrice?
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
She has a progress
report.
She
is so haggard.
She is. Her sister's worse, and her sister's younger. It's confusing. She had a progress report today in Beverly Hills for her DUI in 2007. She won't have to be present in court because she's in compliance with her alcohol education classes. But her father took time out today to put up a video saying that Lindsay should be in rehab for at least 3 months.
Okay.
The last time that she was in court, the judge should have drug tested her. If the judge had, she would know that Lindsay would have come up dirty and she would have been thrown into rehab.
Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
You know, the dad and the girlfriend took time out to make a video about how Lindsay's on drugs and needs to go to rehab. Disney, they're done with High School Musical, so they're working on their next tween franchise. It's going to be called Prom. It won't be a musical, but it'll be based on all the John Hughes 80s teens films, and it will be coming to a theater near you.
Oh, good for them.
Also coming back to a theater, American Pie is reviving the franchise. They're going to be coming out with American Pie 4 in theaters, not straight to DVD. And they haven't given word yet if any of the original cast has been signed, and if they are, how they'll play a part in the movie, because the original cast is now all in their early to mid 30s. So,
oh yeah, I guess it doesn't work, but the whole American Pie thing is about the cast, isn't it?
Well, the straight to DVDs, I think they went with new cast members after this third one.
There were straight to DVDs?
Yeah, there were a couple straight to DVDs. There was like American Pie Bandcamp, like they branched off the franchise or something. I don't even remember. But so they haven't said yet how they're going to play a part, but they are hoping they will. New documentary being developed. It only came to mind from Keith's Batman t-shirt conversation last week, that Josh Whedon, best known for Buffy the Vampire Slayer and a bunch of other cult series, is working with Morgan Spurlock, who was responsible for Super Size Me. They're going to be working on a documentary about Comic-Con, and they're actually going to be following
super fans
for 3 months leading up to the fest to like watch them get their costumes ready and you know, watch them LARP in the woods and whatever nerdery to get down with.
I'm glad that Morgan Spurlock has to do with it, because I like his documentaries.
Yeah.
I like his projects anyway. Mm-hmm. And
funny, the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is doing this. He has these kinds of fans. These fans realize they're being made fun of?
Well, not necessarily. Not all of them. There's going to be, of course, one super awkward, like I make love to the Eiffel Tower style one. But there might be someone that's just like really organized and is an artist themselves. And maybe they don't have a costume.
No, maybe everybody. They do have a costume, but it's based on artistic.
Right. Or someone who's a seller at Comic-Con. They could be coming at it from all different angles.
Okay. So you really
we're going to go see it because, of course, 90% of the movie is making fun. But for Josh Whedon, maybe he's even letting himself be followed. Because when you get to those cons, I think seeing things from his perspective off a stage is probably bananas.
Either way, I think it's going to be interesting.
I hope I get more votes to my doodling conversation earlier, because you girls are insane. You will be watching this movie laughing at these people.
No, yes. I didn't say not. First of all, one of us just spoke. I didn't say not. I think they're going to see how intense people are. And that draws a little funny.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be like King of Kong and what is it, Monster Camp. It's going to be just like those movies.
It's kind of like, I don't know.
Are you feeling bad for the nerds?
Am I feeling bad? No, I'll watch it and laugh. But I'm just curious if the nerds know that Everybody's laughing at
they
him.
They do. And I don't think it damages his brand at all. I don't think they care.
I don't think for this movie they're going to know. No,
they just
think...
know that Josh Whedon came to their house.
So you disagree. No, you say they won't know.
No, I don't think they'll know. I think that they are doing something that's really interesting and really a part of their lives. And
well,
the fact that
Why did they do it in the middle of the woods?
No, I'm saying, I think the fact
that's where the room is, Keith. Right. There's room in the woods.
The fact that people want to follow them with a camera means that they're supporting this thing that means a lot to them.
Right, it's recognition.
Yeah, so I don't think anybody would think they're being made fun of.
But also, when all their friends go to see it, all the nerd friends... they're not going to see the making fun aspect.
Exactly.
They're
going to
see all... Now, there I am in my third level warrior costume throwing ninja stars.
Yeah. They don't think they're doing anything weird.
Yeah. They don't know they're strange. It's like having Down syndrome.
I think they do know. You know.
They know only in certain times in society.
Right. You know in school...
when you're in full outfit in the middle of the mall and no one else is.
You know in school if you should hide your Dungeons and Dragons book or not.
But they are still, they develop their own world and then they forget that I see you right now. I think otherwise we wouldn't see them.
As adults,
if they're
hiding all the time. They make nerd friends.
They're hiding
adults.
All the time. That's why they're so excited about these conventions.
No, I think part of their hiding is they're just antisocial. They're not the same socially as we are. These people. I just think they don't socialize in the same place or in the same manner. And I think they do like to stay in the house. And I think they do like to gather up with other people who have the same thing. So maybe that's why they're saying that they hide. And yes, they do understand that they're different. But I don't think that they think this person's coming in with a camera to go, ha ha. I think they're coming in with a camera. Like,
they're going to be respectful.
Of course you want to see my, you know...
full wall of comic books in frames.
I look at it every day. It's there for a reason. You're probably as interested as I am. Otherwise, why would you come in with camera?
And they've made movies like this before, Trekkies. They had that one woman in Trekkies who legally got her name changed to Starfleet Commander such and such and wears the uniform to work every day. And everybody in her office is like, that's just Diana. She kind of crazy. But they've done this before and it's... where you can enjoy it if you're not involved, but you're not offended if you're the person.
Yeah, also the people who are marrying the Eiffel Tower and the merry-go-round or whatever the fuck, they don't think they're getting made fun of either. They know that they are. I mean,
they know.
Do they?
But yeah, that's like saying gay people don't know.
Keith, you're making love to a tilt-a-whirl. You know people are making fun of you?
You know that you're not accepted in society. Yeah,
okay,
you know people are making fun of you.
But you think that the camera is there for people to learn more about you and your lifestyle and your people.
To understand your love.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying, like, there is a sense of knowledge. Like, yes, I know I'm awkward. Yes, I know that I can't, you know, do what that jock just did with that cheerleader. I get that I'm different. But I don't think that they think Morgan Spurlock and one of their, you know, vampire heroes is coming over to their house because they're...
expressly to make fun of them.
Yeah, to point and laugh. I don't think they know that.
There's going to be a humorous element to it. I'm sure, because it's funny when 50 or 60 grown people get together in the woods and pretend to be wizards. They see the humor in that. I'm sure they see the humor in that.
There were other movies making fun of them.
Monster Camp is a whole movie that they followed this LARP competition for a weekend where all these grown people threw birdseed at each other, talk about, I got you, fall down, you're dead. Paper swords, battles to the finish.
Is this true? Sky Jedi saying they have the title of this movie. It's called Vagina, the Final Frontier. Is that true?
Vagina, don't start none, won't be none.
And I'm being told to... Let's say that again.
Vagina, don't start none, won't be none.
Because in Monster Camp, there was one girl, except for some older women and a woman in a wheelchair that knew how to make the costume.
What's Monster Camp?
Monster Camp is the one where they go to the woods and they follow this crew of people that LARP and they do like national competitions and all kinds of... LARP is the thing where you dress up like Legends of Zelda and all kinds of
live
bullshit.
Action,
and, yeah, and you like throw, you know, I threw a bomb at you, you're dead, fall down.
Did you see Keith's face when he said live action role play? He's like, I know this, but it doesn't make me a nerd.
I know a nerd acronym. Hold on. But and also, I think for them, too, when you become an adult, you make a crew of nerd friends. So it doesn't matter if anyone makes fun of you because this dude is just as strange as I am. So I'm technically not strange.
It always matters. You know what, by the way?
I think it's really cool to make friends with everybody. No,
I do. Find your flavor.
I'm not going to change as a human being. This is me. I'm a nerd. It's not going to go away. I might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, they're very content. These nerds... would rather look at their friends.
You actually pull your lip back deeper on your teeth when you say nerd. Like, it really nerds.
I get angry. Nerds. I despise them. These nerds get I get heated. You're right.
You bare your teeth at me and I didn't do anything.
They would trade off one of their nerd friends for a cool jock that they can be friends with any second of the day. They look at their nerds. I did totally disagree. They look at, hold on. They look at their fellow nerds and they go, nerds.
But amongst everything always goes back to high school. Amongst the nerds, they're the rock star nerds. They're the nerds that get all the other nerd girls.
But never mind that. I think, Keith, that you're right in a lot of ways, but it depends on what stage you are in your life as a human in general.
If you're a stage four alpha, I mean.
No.
Yes.
If you're in high school, yeah, probably you don't know better. But if you're a 30-something-year-old and you have committed to this lifestyle,
you've been living it long enough, you've let go of the dream.
You would still rather be friends with a cool guitarist.
I don't know.
Than your dragon buddy.
You might be friends with the cool guitarist because you're recording his recording session.
Right. Right. It is a new world.
You have
for
more
the nerd.
Leverage as an adult nerd right. than a child.
And you
nerd.
Would rather, instead of just doing his recording sessions, you would rather hang out and grab a drink with him instead of going to hide in the woods and be the real you. You really would.
With your other nerd friend, he's not alone in the woods.
Right, but he would rather be accepted by a normie.
I'd rather be a millionaire, Keith. I mean, fuck. I think everyone could think of a wish list of rather shit.
I'm just saying they don't. I don't think that they look like look at those lame-os, walking around
every
with confidence.
Every group has a group that's the scapegoat group.
Look at this. Wazoo is writing in, dude. I had Magic the Gathering battles at lunch every day in eighth grade, but had no clue why I wasn't getting any.
Aww.
You get insulated. You're so sure you're in the right.
Okay, but the whole time, I guarantee you knew, like, oh, man, if the football table invited me over, I'd be thrilled.
No, I think you're so having fun throwing your five-sided dice.
I think you don't, once you understand you can't have it, you can't chase the dragon your whole life.
They're not playing nerd games because that's all they have. They're playing nerd games because they love it. They love it.
When you're investing that level of money.
They love it.
Both, but you're at the cafeteria and you're playing Dragon Riders.
Okay.
You're going to get beat up at any time.
Sure.
I really wish I could have gone to school somewhere else for a day. People are beating people up for playing Magic the Gathering. That never happened in my school.
Well, that game never
First of all, we didn't
school.
Have jocks. I don't know what that's about.
We didn't either, actually.
No, everybody. You just hung out with who you hung out with. And if you didn't like somebody, you didn't hang out with them.
I don't know that we had jocks because we didn't have a football team.
We had a football field, but no football team.
Yeah, we had a basketball team, but they weren't jockey.
No, I think it all goes back to having lockers. There's more problems when you have lockers.
Yeah,
we never had lockers.
We didn't have lockers either.
No.
But we had enough gangs.
Exactly.
What do you stuff the nerds into? You don't have lockers.
Nothing. Nothing. You had a locker at gym, but just for that period.
Amazing. All Marbles is correcting me. You don't go to the nerd and beat him up. You call the nerd over to get beat up.
Wow.
Come
That's
over
insulting.
Here.
That's insulting.
That's very insulting.
At least come get me.
Bring your dice. Do a magic on me.
I never understood that Magic the Gathering.
Hey, why don't you do some magic on me?
You know that's happened by accident.
Somebody's correcting me. Nerd voice. Chemda, magic doesn't have dice.
Of course not. You use bean bags. Everybody knows that.
I've never heard of it.
It's cards. It's almost like it was the precursor to the Pokemon business with the cards.
Oh, Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please don't
I remember that. They used to sell them in, like, Spencer gifts and stuff, and people used to buy them and rip them open, and you only needed particular cards, and there were extras of other cards. And
yeah, it sounds like fun.
I know.
The new American Pie movie, by the way, is all about the divorces these people are getting right here.
I don't know if they've... Have they aged up enough to have, like, kids in high school? I don't even think that's an option yet.
And I'm being told this guy, Charles Sophie, we're talking about on the inside of the doctor, he's a child and adolescent psychiatrist.
Right.
Okay. That shouldn't be insulting to the midget.
I deal with little people.
What else is happening?
New TV. Oh. I'd like to keep you guys updated
Please.
On that. So we have some new pilots that were just signed for next season. The CW picked up a show called Nomads. Mm-hmm. Do you want to guess what Nomads is about?
People that wander in the woods dressed as dragons.
No, actually, the synopsis for Nomads, a group of young backpackers who make extra money by freelancing for the CIA.
Okay.
Hajis, another reality show.
You know, it's being produced by Ridley and Tony Scott, and they're responsible for Alien, Blade Runner, and Thelma and Louise, amongst other films.
All right, good for them.
ABC picked up a show called Friends with Benefits.
Sure.
Do you want to guess what that's about?
It's about friends.
Uh-huh.
Who cry every time the person doesn't want to commit.
Close.
Am I close?
Revolves around five single friends who are single but who are looking for the loves of their lives, but in the meantime have to settle with having friends with benefits.
Oh, like the TV show Friends
with benefits. with benefits. CBS ordered a pilot of a show called it doesn't have a name yet, but from Larry Charles, who directed Bruno.
Okay.
And there's no guessing on this one because it doesn't have a name, but it's about a shady British man who moves to Los Angeles to try and reconnect with his daughter, who's become a teenage celebrity. It stars an Australian actor by the name of Paul Kay, best known for EastEnders and Pulling.
I wish him luck.
Canceled.
There's a new Kurt Cobain movie. They've just attached a director.
This Kurt guy is really getting a lot of press.
You know? You thought it would have ended in the 90s. Courtney Love is the executive producer. She also recently did an interview in Spin magazine and left us with a few gems.
Oh, boy.
On her daughter, Frances Bean. She told the magazine about an occasion where Frances was being mean to her. One time, Frances was being mean and said, "What are you going to do if the record fails?" "Well, Frances, it can't fail because I love it, and I've worked really hard to make sure that I love it."
All right.
Mm-hmm. On Kurt Cobain, she says, even though she only knew Cobain for three brief years, she's forever associated with his legacy. "I married a guy, he killed himself, I inherited everything." She shrugs, ooh-ha, sipping tea. That's the way it goes.
No, she didn't say this.
I don't have the time to make it up. On sleeping pills. "I can't sleep either. I took Ambien for a few years, but I hated waking up with fucking Eggs Benedict on my face and a 1,000-page letter I didn't remember writing. You should switch to Sonata." It seems she's an authority on drugs because at the start of the interview, the reporter noted that her psychopharmacologist dropped by the house to check and see if everyone was okay or if they needed anything.
Hmm. I think something's up with this girl.
You know, I'm starting to think that myself. All right. TV, some renewals. They've renewed The Vampire Diaries, Supernatural, Gossip Girl, 90210, and America's Next Top Model.
Okay. Wow, these things are in a huge, like America's Next Top Model has got to be 8th or 9th season.
I think it's even more than that, possibly. Wow. I want to say this is the 12th cycle.
Fucking Tyra.
They are casting a remake of Hawaii Five-0. It was a TV show that ran from 1968 to 1980, I believe. And so far, they only have Taryn Manning and a few other people attached, but it's going to be coming to TV this fall.
I don't see why they do this. First of all, nobody of our generation saw Hawaii Five-0.
That's why they're doing it.
What's the point? It's going to have nothing to do with the original, A. Right. B, why are you have to pay the original now. Why, mm-hmm, just have Hawaii 6-0.
Well, I'm going to assume the following. It's being made by the same production company, so they own the rights. They get the older audience.
Name a new movie. The older audience. My dad's going to be real excited about Hawaii 5-0.
Depending on what channel they put it on.
You know
they
what? The name is familiar. She has that.
Right.
But I'm not going to watch it. I never did watch the original, but people must have been into it because there was a lot of talk about it. But yeah, Keith is right. There's no way, and I never saw it, but there's no way that it could be the same show because it was what? Hawaii Investigator
Cops,
or something?
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same.
It's going to be another. They're going to probably redo it as another one of the CSI kind of things.
It's not owned by the same people, like Keith said, you shouldn't bother. You should just.
That's why I'm assuming it is. I'm not assuming they paid for the rights. I'm assuming it's the same production company reviving it. Probably. I think the original was on CBS, so it might be a CBS venture. But also, the first smart thing that they did is they started attaching actors from cult series. They got a guy from Lost. They got a guy from one of the other Fox like hit things attached to it so that they're building their audience within the series already.
Sure, and that's the only way to get Hawaii 5-0.
What's ANTM? What were you saying?
America's Next Top Model.
It's on its 14th season, they're telling us.
14 cycle.
How many did you say?
I said 12. I was off by 2.
Somebody else is saying 15. Nobody knows.
I didn't watch the short girl cycle, so I don't know. I mentioned before that they had signed Vin Diesel to do a sequel to The Chronicles of Riddick, which was the pitch black series. Mm-hmm. And they've now put out a synopsis of the movie. The most wanted man in the galaxy, left for dead on a barren alien planet, dealing with Trisons, three-legged bisons, and mud demons.
Mm. Nobody knows how to write.
He must then contend with two squads of bounty hunters. One of which rides rockets called jet cycles. They really went all out on the creativity on this one because Trison, you got me.
I don't know. You know, it doesn't bother me. Listen to this idea to a movie.
Okay.
I call it Jaws. Okay? It's a shark. Uh-huh. It eats people.
What?
Then it keeps eating people. right? Sounds kind of dumb, but you never know.
It could work. Well, another one as an example, Disney. This fall, holiday season, they're doing an animated version of Rapunzel. They've done Rapunzel before. Everyone pretty much knows the basic of the story.
She has a lot of hair.
She has a lot of hair. It causes trouble.
Okay.
Mandy Moore is voicing Rapunzel. And they took to their Facebook page the other day to say they're actually renaming the movie from naming it Rapunzel to naming it Tangled, because they don't want people to think they've already seen the story.
Okay.
There's a new version of The Crow in pre-production. It reportedly does not use the Eric Draven character that the original Crow was based on. I don't know if the power gets passed down. I actually don't recall the Crow anymore, but it's...
But everybody was in love with it.
I know.
A lot of people were in love with
it. Why bother?
It's a big deal for a lot of people.
I hear the new Batman has nothing to do with Batman.
It doesn't. It's about the butler. And not even the butler, the maid that's jealous of the butler and all the access he gets.
You know what? I can't tell if you guys are joking, to be honest.
I don't know if I'm joking. If it comes out and I'm right, I won't be surprised.
Right.
I really hope sometimes Kendra's just trying to prove that she's not one of those weirdos in the woods.
Yeah.
No, I really
don't. I want to go see the weirdos in the woods.
Is the new Batman going to be about the butler? Yes,
no, it is. It's going to be about the butler. Day-to-day struggle. You know how hard it is getting stains out of that suit?
Hey, I don't know. I don't follow Batman. It could be.
I don't know much about Batman. Just something about flying.
Patrice.
Keith.
Let me tell you what your website is.
Okay.
Helenheartaches.com.
Yes, it is.
Go there. See videos such as the one we played about Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
And some other breaking news in the world of celebrities.
The Burger King story I told you about, all that other stuff. Did we forget that?
I do want to talk about this, actually.
Yeah.
It's shocking, in fact.
And
not,
it's not
to
only...
draw you back into doing the show.
No.
HelenHardaches.com is not only about celebrities. It's also about Patrice's life. So when something happens in her life that's worth a mention and a giggle, it gets put up there as well. Those are interesting stories.
Where's what Patrice was talking about? Burger King employees.
Employee.
I'm looking at employees.
Really?
Arrested for putting pills in food. I'm looking at the picture of this burger in the bun, you know, with all their special sauce and crap that comes out of a plaster gun.
All the deliciousness.
Yeah, is a blue pill, and it's pretty big and fat. I don't know how they'd think it'd go unnoticeable. Two Burger King workers in Jacksonville, Florida, have been arrested and charged with poisoning food with intent to kill or injure a person.
Wow.
One customer took the bun off his fish sandwich to season it. Okay.
That's always when I get stuck.
Did they want the Burger King to season it? They probably brought their own seasoning.
He brought some au to put on top of the sandwich.
It's 50-cent fish Fridays.
It's $2 for $3. The new commercial's back.
And well, now that pill is in there, it's probably $25 burgers. Those things are expensive.
I don't understand how he's just giving away Vicodin. Yeah.
Well, one customer took the bun off his fish sandwich to season it and found a blue pill smashed into mayo and lettuce. It turned out to be the painkiller hydrocodone.
Which is a generic name for Vicodin and other codeine-based opiates.
And it's on demand.
That customer didn't eat the sandwich, but says a 21-year-old did and had to be taken to the hospital after having a seizure.
Oh, I didn't read that part.
Wow. Some people are allergic to this. Patrice is.
Yes, I'm allergic to hydrocodone.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
The employee who is suspected of actually placing the pills in the food was described as disgruntled and angry at the business of a recent misconduct suspension, according to the district manager. Now,
why are you poisoning us and not your manager?
I don't get it. I don't get the connection. Like I was telling Keith before the show started, if you're that kind of angry, like put your dick in the tartar sauce. Why are you putting pills in people's food? That's a whole nother level. Like,
can we not encourage any of these behaviors?
Well, I mean, the lesser of the two evils. But if you gave it to someone, let's say they're eating in their car, you now have somebody on the road on a Vicodin that wasn't expecting it, and you don't know what else is running through their system. People have medication clashes, much less to be allergic. It's just really dangerous territory. Then you should put people in handcuffs, Keith.
What's dangerous territory? You know what? I guarantee the first disciplinary action was dueling on the break table.
Yeah, he was writing in ketchup.
Right. Do you know what? Just discipline me.
Just that ranch gun. He just got the business with it.
Give me one of those blue slips. That should be plenty.
Get the king to talk.
You know,
to me.
I should get the cops to arrest you just to teach you a lesson. Oh, come on, bro.
They've done it before.
You're putting your life in your hands anytime you go to one of these shit shops.
Yes, you are.
Okay, and why people push it, I don't know. Your brother, Hemda, I'll say this again, goes to a McDonald's drive-in, orders a cheeseburger, you're paying a buck something, gives a credit card. I'm like, why don't you just ask for them to put mayo
Nobody
on it with your dick?
That.
That they don't care about.
Nobody
care
cares
about? Really, they run.
You
the
know.
Same.
What upsets them to put pills in? If anybody can tell me.
I'm just saying, a credit card doesn't bother them.
It does bother them.
It's the same amount of work. In fact, it's less work if you use
There's no receipt.
Card.
There's no change. There's no register to open. There's no signature.
As a waiter, I don't find it less work.
The waiter doing that is different.
It's three trips for a waiter.
It's different for you as a waiter than this guy at a machine.
You pay a credit card.
You really do need to step outside here and
You're
again.
You're
wrong. Recently.
I know you talk to Burger King employees all the time, day in and day out.
But the Burger King employee doesn't pay the credit card fee.
You don't pay with credit card. You don't see them go, huh.
No.
No, no, really.
I do.
No, really. They just, because they just swipe.
They love it.
No, I'm saying that it's
If anything, it's the reach if you're holding the hand out gingerly that I could see them getting pissed about. But all they literally do is hit the big button that says credit. Swipe the card and hand it back to you.
I do leave. I leave the card in my pocket. And I go get it, slave. I'll say that.
You're Seriously? Mistaken about this.
I think this is the one time that they genuinely do not care. They don't have to cash their draw. They don't have to touch anything when you pay with a card.
Yeah, I'm usually on your side with these server things, and I know that a lot of things are a pain in the ass. But with this,
when you go into a McDonald's, if you're on the inside, you're the one swiping. They don't even have to do anything. All they have to do is make sure to pay attention to see the thank you come up.
All right, so now I'm using all credit cards now that I know that.
Everybody is.
Yeah, Keith, I don't have
Everybody any. Is, and you're getting fed pills and thick mayo.
Right now, I don't have a cent of cash on me. I don't carry money.
Yeah, but most people are not carrying as much cash as these do.
How would you know if you're... Well, that has nothing to do with the point.
No, it has to do with, you know, the credit card. Well, I guess if they're not angered, but it doesn't... It's so easy right now, credit card. It's not like...
And I got to get miles. Let's go.
Yeah, it's different.
Well, Wazoo was mentioning show 11:30, the day Keith got everything wrong. I think the pills make it healthier.
Shut up.
And if you started shitting yourself or pissing blood, I would just think it's Burger King.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't even know somebody
it's
poisoned me.
It's hard to tell, yeah, why you had a seizure.
I went to McDonald's. Oh, okay.
You're right. Usually I break out in a fever.
I'd just go to take an itis nap and not wake up. That would be my version of getting a codeine burger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would just go thanks and leave the burger.
Sky Jedi, working retail cash was the bane of my existence. I take a credit card any day.
All right.
Because then let's say it's pure cash. If the draw is wrong, it's yours. If a credit card terminal does something wrong, you're not accountable.
That's true too.
No, that's not
true.
Are you accountable?
Of course you are.
What I'm saying is they've made credit card swiping a lot easier. And it wasn't that hard to begin with, but they made it like... Please swipe your card here. Mm-hmm.
I was back in the day of the trick, trick.
They had that at AMS.
The slider.
They had that at AMS and Alexander's. You know, ye oldie department store.
Oh, yeah. The slidey card thing.
I used to love it. They smelled the Xerox copy. Smelled awesome.
That was a pain in the ass.
I'm going to... Now people are opening up the hamburgers going, please... Ah, damn. No prize underneath.
No prize.
I just got a burger.
I didn't get a Star Wars glass, nothing.
I'll take a cheeseburger with Vicodin and a fries with Viagra. Thank you.
I bet a few people are doing that today.
What happened to having it your way? Someone has made that joke in a Burger King.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Patrice's website.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, of course, the Keith and the Girl relationship book. We actually are selling it. It wasn't a joke. I have a copy right now. Name another page number, Patrice.
83.
Okay, let me see.
What Do We Do Now is available on keithandthegirl.com/book.
Yep, very, very good. Very
Read
interesting
Read 79
page.
And 83 first.
Those are good. That's it. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for spreading the word. The ink worked out nice, by the way. I printed out news stories just
gorgeous.
Fine.
It was so clear to read.
Yeah, well worth $200. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
keithandthegirl.com